is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. The president's national security advisor makes a promise about the war in Ukraine.
Under Trump, this war will end, and it will end soon, and he is the president of peace.
Mike Waltz speaking to the conservative CPAC conference this morning. As the president appeared on talk radio, it appeared to walk back comments that he made earlier this week on Ukraine. CBS's Willie James Inman.
The president essentially said that Russia was the aggressor here, that Russia attacked Ukraine. Now, this follows those tense back and forth moments between President Trump and the president of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, where the president seemingly blamed Ukraine for the aggression here.
Prosecutors say they want to drop additional charges that were brought against a Florida man who's already been pardoned for his role in the Capitol insurrection. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Newly appointed U.S. attorney in Ocala, Florida, has just asked the court to dismiss Daniel Ball's gun case, too, making the argument, or at least the illusion, that it's somewhat connected to January 6th because his home was searched and the gun was found as part of a January 6th probe, and that it's covered by the pardon.
Pope Francis has started his second week in a Rome hospital.
The Pope's medical team has just given an update on his condition. They say it is not life-threatening, but he isn't out of the woods yet. The 88-year-old pontiff is being treated for double pneumonia on top of chronic bronchitis. He's already been in the hospital for 1 week, and the doctors say he'll be there at least another week longer. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
It's too soon to judge the real effect that the Trump administration's job cuts are having on the government. We are getting a good idea, though, on how the cuts are affecting the lives of people who've been let go. CBS's Natalie Brand.
The list of laid off federal workers continues to grow. At least 10,000 have lost their jobs. That includes more than 6,000 IRS staffers expected to be terminated by the end of the month. Among the thousands of jobs targeted within health and human services, Katie Sandlin, an educator at the National Institutes of Health.
I've worked so hard, and I've just always thought that hard work pays off, you know, and it doesn't feel like that right now.
Afri Bibas Levy is hoping to get the last remains of her last family member who was held hostage by Hamas. Now she's asking for help.
President Trump, I'm asking you, please assist Israel and our family in completing this important mission.
The remains were supposed to be returned this week. Israel says Hamas released the wrong body. In New York, the suspect in the ambush killing of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson is due to court for a status hearing in about an hour. Wall Street, the Dow has lost 571 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion at Gateway Technical College has been eliminated. Gateway President Dr. Ritu Raju says that the decision was difficult but was necessary to protect crucial federal funding. A vacant house went up in flames last night in Union Grove. No injuries were reported. There have been multiple fire incidents in Racine County this week, including that duplex explosion in Racine where two people survived. Mount Pleasant officials have delayed road work on Newman Road due to the weather. The project, originally scheduled to start Monday, will now begin in April. No pets were harmed when smoke filled the Petland store last night. It was a possible electrical issue. More information about that incident can be found at RacineCountyEye.com. And health officials remind the public that harm reduction vending machines with Narcan are fully operational and constantly stocked. There are a number of the machines across Racine and Kenosha. Each municipality has a map of where they're located. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks sink the Clippers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the LA Clippers at Five Serve Forum in Milwaukee, 116-110. Brooke Lopez, blocking a Clippers shot in the final minute, talked about losing Bobby Portis to a 25-game suspension after accidentally using a painkiller that was banned by the NBA last year.
It's obviously tough. You know, it sucks. I don't think it's the most fair thing. You know, obviously, none of it was intentional, you know, habitual or anything like that. It's an honest mistake, you know. But obviously we have to deal with it. And he's going to be fresh and ready for, you know, the end of the season, you know, perfect timing to get it going in playoffs.
The Bucks face the Wizards and former teammate Chris Middleton tonight in Washington. College basketball, number 16th ranked Marquette on the road tonight against Villanova. Hockey, the Badgers men's team wraps up their regular season with a two-game set tonight and tomorrow against Notre Dame at the Kohl Center. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Sunny and comfortable today. High temperatures reaching the mid-20s and sliding to the single digits overnight. Another beautiful day on tap tomorrow with highs in the upper 20s. And then on Sunday, we soar to the upper 30s, above freezing. This will start to melting warm up. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 25 degrees.
WRJN. I love the colorful clothes you wear. And the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me
somehow closer now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind.
Stop the rain. Memorial Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was. Escaping home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me. Put us on this reservation, took away our ways of life. The tomahawk and the bowie knife, took away our native tongue. Their English to our young. And all the beads we made by hand are nowadays made in Japan. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die. They took the whole Indian nation, locked us on this reservation. I wear a shirt and tie, I'm still part red man deep inside. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud. Yeah.
maybe someday when they've learned, Cherokee Nation will return.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, number one for Paul Revere and the Raiders. They're only number one. It was their last hit, too, by the way. I'm Dan Marcus. Saturday mornings means a couple of different things around here. One of them is Rick Johnson and the Capsule Countdown. Pretty cool how he does this because he takes a minute and edits together a whole bunch of songs that have a common theme. Maybe it's a year or a topic or something like that. Kind of a one-minute capsule of some great timeless hits. Saturday mornings, 8:30 and 9:30 here on WRJN.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? Well, then head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese, pepperoni, and sausage pizzas to golden fried chicken to signature hot sandwiches, Ferraro's has all your cravings covered. Plus, don't miss February's special chili dog pizza, a savory chili base topped with melty cheddar cheese, juicy hot dog pieces, fresh onion, and a drizzle of liquid cheddar. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. Babbel is designed with you in mind. From expert-created lessons to conversational video units and even live classes, you can personalize your Babbel experience to be exactly what you need to really learn a new language more easily. Go ahead, set a goal for yourself. Accomplish it with Babbel. Try Babbel for free. Go to babbel.com. That's babbel.com.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Reggie Jackson, the Milwaukee historian and teacher, travels the state sharing Black history while challenging what you think you already know.
Invited to all these communities around the state. These people don't know much about the African-American experience, and so they asked me to come and share some of that with them. To talk about things related to African-American history, race and racism, things of that nature. I've been to over 50 communities around the state of Wisconsin. People like the message that I send. They think it's credible information. It's been one of the greatest joys of my life, and it's been a great journey. And I've appreciated all of those folks that I work with in all those different communities engaging in conversations about really important things to them.
Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Thank you.
green onions. Booker T and the MGs on the station with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
You have grown. cast my memory back there a lot. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you. My brown eyed girl, we used to sing sha la 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 la.
Van Morrison on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, what's going on out there? Well, with the answer to that, here's Stuart J. Waddles with an update in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Kenosha company is helping to sustain Milwaukee racing. The Milwaukee Biz Times reports Kenosha-based Snap-on will be the title sponsor for the 2025 IndyCar Racing Weekend at the historic Milwaukee Mile. That's set to take place August 23rd and 24th. The event, now called the Snap-on Milwaukee Mile 250 Weekend, will feature a main race on Sunday, which will be broadcast nationally. With a major warm-up headed our way and temperatures tapping the 40s, remember that no ice is safe ice. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us what to look out for.
Watch out for weak points, like ice shoves or spots along the shoreline that still have currents running under, or dams, inlets, and outlets. Experts say that ice may be good enough to support you in one place and possibly not in another. So check ice depth frequently. And if you do fall into icy waters, remain calm and attempt all measures to get out safely. Bring an ice pick with you and never go out on the ice alone.
No pets at Petland were harmed after smoke filled the store last night. An electric issue apparently was to blame. There's more about that response last night today at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather. Sunny and comfortable today. High temperatures reaching the mid-20s, sliding to the single digits overnight. Another beautiful day on tap tomorrow with highs in the upper 20s. And then, on Sunday, we soar to the upper 30s, above freezing. This will start a melting warm-up. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 25 degrees.
Days of that reach out to hold me in the evening when the day is through.
WRJN in the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget minutes from now.
I don't know what it is that makes me love you so.
Around, and if you're looking down, put a little love.
this song is just perfect for a Friday. Here are the Beatles, WRJN.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you something.
news and timeless hits, WRJN. A Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget just minutes away. And this is a case where a band was a backup band for a famous singer and went out on their own. This was their first hit. And established a string of hits by War that's pretty impressive. And then one of their first, well, their first hit is coming up on the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget next.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's aerial adventure park, and dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from, with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-511-3535. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-511-3535. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-511-3535. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-511-3535. 800-511-3535 or BigLou.com.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Von Hassel Jewelers in downtown Racine. Celebrate any occasion with a timeless gift. From a beautiful necklace to a dazzling diamond engagement ring to a stunning, one-of-a-kind handcrafted treasure. Von Hassel Jewelers offers the perfect way to make someone feel special. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $100 gift certificates for just $40. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
There's the vault door. And here comes another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget. Now this one, I admit, might be a little too mellow for a Friday afternoon, but we're going to go with it anyway. 1970, Eric Burdon had left the Animals and found this backup group called War in Long Beach, California. And they recorded a couple of songs that did okay. Spill the Wine was Eric Burdon with War as the backing band. They released one other song, didn't do so well. Meanwhile, the band's thinking, let's have these hits on our own. So they decided to leave Eric Burdon and go out on their own. And they started a string of hits in the early 70s with this song. It's called All Day Music. War is the name of the band. A Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nuggets on WRJN.
All day.
Everything right about that song. All day music from War. I particularly like the grunts in that song. One of them is huh, and the other one is oi, or something like that. Perfect. That's War, a Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget heard twice every weekday, Monday through Friday, 9:45-ish and 1:45-ish, only on WRJN.
Monday. Sunday, Monday. Can't trust that day.
Hits. I'm Dan Marcus, going psychedelic with Incense and Peppermint Strawberry Alarm Clock on WRJN.
Good sense, evil sense, crippling mankind. Dead kings, many things I can't define. Occasions, spots, wagons, clutter your mind. Incense and compliments, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Incense and compliments, meaningless nouns. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look at your side.
You can do beatniks and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. More federal workers are alerting today they've lost their jobs. KCTV reporter Samantha Boring is in Kansas City, where the mayor is urging those workers to stay in public service.
Liv Alvarado got a call Wednesday night from her job.
They were just like, hey, come in tomorrow and turn all your stuff in.